Hallelujah. Good morning, Glory Peace Church. Welcome, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to those online. Hallelujah. Let's stand and start praise and worship together this morning. We serve a great God. We serve a faithful God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that your presence is here this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here. Hallelujah. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus, that we can call you friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have a friend that you can always lean on. Praise the Lord. Let's sing to him this morning.
What a privilege to carry
Oh, who am I that you are mindful of me? Yes, Lord, that you hear me. Thank you, God, when I call. Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah. And is it true that you are thinking of me? Oh, that you love me.
I'm afraid.
Thank you, God, for calling us friends. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We know that there is no one greater than you. We know that there is no one greater than you. Hallelujah. Nothing compares to you. Hallelujah. The gods of the earth are idols. You are the only true God. Hallelujah. You are the one who made the heavens. You are the one who made the earth. You are the God of the universe. You are the one who's worth knowing. Hallelujah. And there's nobody greater than you.
I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. And nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody great, nobody great, nobody greater than you.
Searched
all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low,
nobody greater than you.
Seeing I search, I search,
I search all over,
couldn't
find nobody.
Look high and low,
look high and low,
still
couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you.
I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody great, nobody great, nobody greater than you.
Hallelujah. Did anybody find somebody greater than him? Nobody? Okay. So we are still fine. Hallelujah. There will never be a name greater than that name. Father, we are thankful for your presence. We are thankful, Lord, for the move of your Spirit in our midst. We're thankful, Lord, oh God, that you are doing great and greater things in all the earth. Your exalted name, oh God, is reigning. And Father, we are thankful, Lord, oh God, that you've called us as a redeemed people to experience your loving kindness and your tender mercies like never before. Today, Lord, help us be everything you say we are. Help us, oh God, stand strong and mighty, declaring your lordship in every realm. Blessed be your holy name, Father, forever. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, arise, O God, and let all of your enemies be scattered. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was so powerful. You guys just keep on getting better and better every week. That's awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Before Mama comes this morning to lead us in our time of prayer, one of us today is celebrating a Jubilee birthday. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I would like to call on Sister Kike. She wants to give a thanksgiving expression unto the Lord. And let us join her in giving thanks to the Lord this morning. Do we have a mic for her, please? Where? Lindsay's? Okay. Which mic is she using? They're bringing it? How come it was not here? Okay. Awesome. Praise the Lord. Let us celebrate with thanksgiving.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are we ready to give God praise this morning? Are we ready to give God praise this morning? Tell your neighbor, I'm happy to be alive this morning. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. It says, praise the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. You are God. You are not just big old. You are not just large old. You are a great God. You are God. You are not just big. God, you are God,
you are God,
you
To bless God this morning because the Lord is faithful and he has been faithful in all the way. I will not say much, but I just want to say the Lord has been faithful. My testimony is summarized in Psalm 103 from verse 1 to 5 and Isaiah verse 40, which says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Please, can you give me Psalm 103? Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfy thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. So I bless the Lord because he has renewed my youth. And I also thank God because he said, comfort me. That's Isaiah 40 verse 1. Say, comfort you, comfort your people. He said there, he said, my sins has been forgiven and my warfare is ended. So I bless the Lord because he has forgiven me and my warfare is ended. And I thank God because even despite all the challenges, he did not allow my feet to stray away from him. So I'm so grateful this morning. And I say, may his name be praised in Jesus' name.
It's a good thing to celebrate. We bring a supporting offering to thank God. So if you have a supporting offering to just release, to say thank God for our sister, you may do so.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, in Nigeria, when people are giving Thanksgiving for special birthday, they give a special offering and people support them. So if you feel like joining them in saying thank you, Lord, for their lives, you are welcome to do so. That has nothing to do with your regular tithes and offering, but you do that so you know. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right, while you're getting ready to do that, we're going to pray because it's Sunday morning. Our time is limited, so if you're giving, you do so now. And then we're going to pray for Sister Kike. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right. You can pass the mic. Give it to Brother Boku. He put it away. Turn around so they can see your beautiful face. Didn't she look so pretty this morning?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, this is her 50. Today she actually turned 50. Today is her actual birthday. So praise the Lord. We thank God. I just want to give God thanks for Sister Kike. She married late, and God blessed her with two wonderful children.
Amen.
And a wonderful husband, and the grandma, and the other grandma is in Nigeria right now, and the other family supporting. So we're just going to pray a prayer of blessing over her. And then children will come up, and then we'll pray for the whole family. Okay, stretch your hands and bless her. Father, we thank you, God, for our beautiful sister Kike. We give God praise for her life.
Yes, Father.
We thank you, God, for her life, her husband, her two wonderful sons, the grandmothers on both sides. We just bless them and the cousins and relatives and brothers and sisters. We lift them before you, Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the gift of God that she is to our world.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, God, for blessing her, for causing her to know you and to love you.
Yes, Father.
We thank God that today, on her 50th birthday, 50 representing Jubilee, may she come into a place of rest, a place
Amen.
Of peace. May she have persistent
Hallelujah.
Jubilee in the mighty name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. May things go easy for her.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Thank
may
you,
she
Father.
Encounter you and experience miracles upon miracles.
Yes, Lord.
Favor upon favor.
Hallelujah.
The goodness of God upon her and her household.
Hallelujah.
Continue to keep them in divine health.
Yes, Lord.
And in peace. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We bless her and we bless all those who celebrate with her.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
You're blessed. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. You are blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
Amen. Blessings, children.
Blessings.
Blessings.
Everyone.
Blessings.
Hallelujah.
All right, let's pray for our beautiful family. Praise the Lord. Father, I'm going to start praying so the rest of you catch up. Praise God forevermore. Lord, we thank you for another wonderful day that we are in your house. We thank you, Almighty God, for your goodness. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your peace. We thank you, God, that your everlasting love is upon our lives. We commit all our families before you, all our biological children, their spouses, our seeds, and all our spiritual children, our partners, extended families, and children who are standing before me on this altar, those hearing the sound of my voice on the airwave. Father, minister grace to every one of us. Everyone from age 120 plus to zero form, we commit them before you. Those in seed form, those walking the earth, those in the womb, those moving every decade of life, we commit before you. May they know you and love you, walk with you, because at the end of the day, if we do not know you, we have lost everything. May we gain you and lose the world. May we gain you in every area of our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless our day, bless our moment, bless our time with you, and bless our children. May they excel in everything they do. Those in school age, career age, those even at home with still with their parents before school, minister grace to them. Those in business, those in ministry, every walk of life, favor, favor, favor of God, favor with God and with man, and excellence of spirit be upon every one of us. in the mighty name of Jesus. Say amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of the fear of the Lord. And all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you, we welcome you. Say, have your way in our lives. Move in this service this morning. Move upon your people. Those that are sick, heal, restore, and make them whole. Those that are struggling, encourage them and pull them up from sinking sand and put them on your rock. Have your way in this service in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, bless you, children. See you later. All right, we have a quick scripture to read. Before we read our scripture, everybody knows. Who can tell me what's Papa's birthday? May 6th. So we will celebrate his birthday next Sunday and we'll sing happy birthday to him. Okay? All right. Remember what he said? He doesn't like empty envelopes. So you should save your money for your empty envelopes. Some people, I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. All right. Be thankful to the people who teach you the word of God. Amen. All right. Matthew 6. We're going to read some part of it, not all of it. The whole chapter is powerful. Read at home at your own time. So, no, read the Lord's Prayer part of it. Go to Matthew 6, starting verse 10. Verse 9. Jesus has a habit of prayer, and the disciples knew that after he prays and he comes back, something fantastic always happens all the time. So they also wanted to know how to pray. So he asked them, they asked him to teach them how to pray. And this is a prayer from Jesus' mouth. Let us pray together. And after this manner, therefore, pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Everybody say amen. All right, so you can read the whole chapter. It's all segments of different teachings of the kingdom on how to live a successful, victorious life right here on earth. So he just taught the prayer part. Amen. By now you should know the prayer without even reading it, but we thought we should read it together. All right, let us rise and pray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, Malaika, is that you? Praise the Lord. Good to see you. Praise God forevermore. All right, let us pray. Father, we thank you for another day you've given to us. We thank you, God, that the cold season has left us. I pray it doesn't come back. We just give you praise. Thank you for giving us beautiful sunshine, warmth, and just to enjoy your presence. And pretty soon we shall see everywhere green and flowers, and just we give you praise for seasons of glory. All the four seasons you've given to us, we are thankful. We're thankful for each moment. We thank you, God, that this is a day you have made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. We appreciate you and we thank you. Look at every one of us here this morning. You woke us up. Those still hearing the sound of my voice, they are still in the land of the living. So we have every reason to say praise the Lord. Can somebody say praise the Lord? We appreciate you, O God. We thank you for the breath of life. None of us can control our breath. We just know we can breathe in and out. But the power of it comes from you. We appreciate you, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. We thank you for the power you have put in us. Power to speak, power to eat, power to walk, power to digest, power to move, to eliminate everything you've given to us. We appreciate you this morning. Can you say, Lord, I appreciate you? We are thankful and we are grateful. We couldn't say all the thanks, but we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our families, our friends. We thank you, God, for our city, our nation. We thank you, God, that we are in peace, not at war. We thank you, God, for everything. We take nothing for granted. We go to sleep, we wake up. We move in our streets. We drive up and down, we come home in peace. We go out in peace and we come home in peace. Can somebody say, thank you, Lord? Father, we are thankful. We are grateful. Thank you for our family members. They might irritate or they might bless us, but we are thankful. So, Lord, we thank you for every family member. Can you thank God for every family member this morning? We thank you, O God. Thank you, Lord. Just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you that we have a church where we can come together and praise you and pray and seek your face and hear your holy word and communicate with one another and have communion and fellowship. We are thankful that we are not sitting under a tree, under rain or snow or sunshine this morning, but we have a roof where we can bless your holy name. Father, we appreciate and we are thank you. We are thankful. Say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all our brothers and our sisters. Thank you for this house of God and this house of fellowship and your household and our household. We bless the name of the Lord. We appreciate, we thank you, God, that we will continue to remain in perpetual divine health, divine peace, divine joy, divine celebration, and divine thanksgiving. Father, we bless the nation of Israel. We speak peace over the nation of Israel. So many things have been happening. The war, the fire, all kinds of disaster. But Lord, you are the God of peace. May the God of peace crush Satan speedily over the nation of Israel in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces, prosperity to her palaces. Let the people run back to you and turn to you and begin to cry for your coming, that you, Yeshua, will come back speedily and save your people. Yeshua HaMashiach, that you will come back speedily, Lord. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. Remember your everlasting covenant over your people, Lord. What you have promised to the fathers, we thank you that the promises of God are yes and amen. Thank you, God, that you remember your everlasting covenant to our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we thank you, God, that you will do what you need to do. Save your people. For your words say, all Israel shall be saved. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hands. Israel, your firstborn. So remember your people. And as you remember them, remember us. Remember us, for out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. We thank you that Jesus paid the price for this blessing to come upon us. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Let that blessing be on Canada, United States of America, Nigeria, be on Spain, be on Italy, be, O God, on Brazil, in the mighty name of Jesus, and all the islands of the seas, and all First Nations, and all household that we call upon the name of the Lord. Hear our cry and hear our prayer. Be in the service this morning. Let your word come with power, grace, favor, healing, deliverance, wholeness, restoration, and blessings, and your goodness, O God. And Lord, may your name be glorified. Bless the speaker of the word, the carrier of the word, the receiver of the word, and those who publish the word. And may your name be lifted higher and higher. We thank you for healing all those that need healing, and you are speedifying that healing speedily. total restoration, where they'll be made whole. Just like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego thrown in the fire, there was no smell of smoke. Nothing burnt them. They will come out of this completely whole. Completely whole. In the mighty name of Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus, visit every member of Glory and Peace Church and those who love us and our partners. Restoration we ask for. Can somebody say restore? Restore, restore, restore. God, the word of God says God wanted to restore, but nobody was saying it. So I say restore, 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 restore. Restore every benefit that we and our household have been assigned. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, God bless you, Apostle.